No way you don't know what happened last time on Just Roll With It. You're messing with me, right? Oh, you're serious. Okay, well, I guess I'll catch you up then, but you gotta pay attention next time. Well, the crew and I repurposed some of those gunpowder barrels and blew that military tower sky high. And with that, heroically liberated the town of Zero. And also heroically liberated one of those gunpowder barrels. I don't know what we're gonna do with it, but what could go wrong? From there, we just hopped in the ship and sailed away. And I'm pretty sure I convinced Gil to feed that bird some gunpowder. And now, we're just sailing peacefully, looking for the next town or treasure to liberate. Although, I'm pretty sure I heard Jay say something about a whirlpool? Yeah, I'm not sure what that's all about, but hey, I guess we'll just have to roll it.
Let's see what happens if we try to be. Let's try and intro it like a real podcast and see how fast it derails.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Just Roll With It, the first episode.
I love fish sticks. I haven't had them.
Grizzly, what the fuck, bro?
Hey, can we role play that?
Can we role play?
I have a new character that's a fish.
Charlie. Make some fish sticks.
I got my fish stick stuck in the fridge.
How did you get your fish stick stuck in the fridge?
Can you help me?
What are you...
Please help me. I'm being filleted.
No, you're not.
And that's the scene, guys. I'm Charlie, otherwise known as Slimesicle.
I'm Bisley, otherwise not... Shit, wait. otherwise known as Bisley. And welcome... Welcome to Just Roll With It. There's other people. Wait, go ahead.
You forgot to. Yeah, okay.
My actual name? It's Zach. That's what it is.
No,
My name's Fish Stick.
That's awesome. It's not, man. That.
Thank it's you, not dish, what it is. Fish dish Stick.
Connie, don't do the fake cry. It looks too real. Don't do the fake cry. It freaks me out how good you are at it. I don't like it.
I've been practicing, man. Nobody noticed. Listen, nobody noticed, but I did it during your superhero one, dude.
Dude, it's horrifying how good you are at it. Look at his eyes now. He looks like he's been sad.
They're all red. Anyway, guys, welcome to the show where we've been going for 2 years and still don't know how to properly intro a podcast. So that is
you said don't. Specifically, let's see how fast we can derail it.
Yeah, but I didn't say let's derail it, did I?
Oh, I thought you wanted us to derail it.
Oh, I thought you wanted us to derail it.
No, I just assumed it was happening.
Do you want to actually intro it like a real podcast?
Oh, God, no.
Okay. All right.
What are you gonna change? You've changed, man. You've changed.
Hey, can we go through every single
the old Bisley would never say who he was as to not just instantly jar viewers.
Hey, maybe if we were more professional, we'd make more money.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Let's get into the session.
And I'm still poor.
Yep. Yes, sir.
That's
we all
right.
are.
You've changed, but you've still got no change. Am I right? Up top.
All right. It's time to start pimping and rolling some dice. I don't know.
Oh, I'm ready.
I don't know if I
want to
be
pimping. I'm ready.
Like
I'm ready to be pimping.
All right, boys. Let's get pimping and pooping. Let's do this.
All right. Yeah.
Check this out. Our new group of pirates carried out ship's liberation plan on the island of Canella. They lit a fuse and successfully blew up the supply room in a raft stone tower that was most likely commandeered. Commandeered. They ran from... I don't know what the word is. Commandeered.
Commandeered.
They took that stone tower, motherfucker, and we took it back.
We
That's
blew
what
that
it
shit
is.
Out. Yeah.
They ran from the forces of the Navy through the town of Zero. Along the way, Gillian gained an infatuation with the squadron's captain, Marshal John. And Jay almost lost the barrel of gunpowder that they stole and was attacked also by a flock of birds, one of which stayed, tagging alongside Gillian for the time being. Through the chase, as they were about to successfully make it back to their ship, Chip put on a disguise and sat within the crowded marketplace area of this town. Gillian hopped down and gave this crowded marketplace a people, a speech, something to motivate them, to free them of the shackles. And with Chip's assistance, starting the first applause and the first cheer, the town was rallied into rebellion against these naval forces who had been greedy for far too long, starting a riot. This riot, along with the help of a now revitalized and reborn Marshal John, allowed these pirates to escape out to sea on their ship, the Big Chipper. It's not that big, though. After sailing off,
you call it that though.
Pretty big.
After sailing off into the sunset,
it's average.
Gillian doing a keg stand for the first time, and a few calm nights at sea. One day, Jay, with her keen perception, noticed a swirling current in the water nearby, and that is where we pick back up.
Yes.
Let's fucking go.
Yes.
Nice job, dude.
Okay.
All right. Are we dead? Did we go in it? Or did we die?
I'm pretty sure
no.
Jay had just seen it, and you and I were like leaning over the ship on the other side, looking up.
Before we get to that, here in the Royal Ocean, the Southern Ocean of Mana, it's sunny, the skies are clear, the air is warm, and the humidity dampens your skin. The Big Chipper is slowly slicing through the waves of rich blue, getting closer to that irregular movement in the waves. Jay, you're the only one so far that has noticed the swirl. Would you like to say anything or do anything?
Just kind of look at it for a second, like, huh. Alright, so looking a little... Holy shit, guys!
So, Gillian, up there is the Pittsburgh... What? What?
Chip, no, no!
No, the what? Tell me.
I'll tell you in a minute. What's up? What's up? What happened?
Were you about to say Pittsburgh?
A what? I want to go over there and look at it. Does it, like, strike any memories within me?
Any trauma.
Any trauma. Uh-oh. Does it bring back anything... memorable.
You step to that side of your boat and you notice the same irregular pattern in the waters, similar to the one that you saw. This, albeit not as big, but possibly getting bigger, and it does strike a sense of fear.
Oh,
or however
shit.
Chip feels seeing this. It does look similar.
I want to just, like, without breaking my gaze at this whirlpool, just kind of grab over at Jay. Jay, that's it. That's it. That's the, and I'm just shaking her violently.
Yeah,
that's the thing, Jay. That's it.
Bro, here. Are you good?
I'm good. Gil, direct the ship that way.
Let's ride this baby. Wait, is that not what you meant?
Yes, let's go.
No, I don't think we should ride it. Fuck it.
Sick. All right, I don't know how a fucking wheel works, so I'm just gonna blam, swing it over in the fucking direction of the whirlpool, I guess.
Yeah, with this kind of ship, you guys, two of you probably grab the ropes that hold to the sail to adjust its the way it's catching the wind. Mm-hmm. And there might not be, there could be a wheel. I was going to say it's like a
stick, or like a
rudder.
Okay, yeah.
But it's not that big of a ship, but I'd say there's a wheel that does the same thing a stick would do.
Sure.
We just, it's a custom wheel.
You turn that shit, yanking it to the side, and you guys adjust the sails to turn course. You're heading straight for the swirls?
Mm-hmm.
This seems like a good idea.
This seems like a really poor idea, but it's gonna
personally,
be fun.
I love the bottom of the ocean. Is that where everyone's at? Just before we do, like, is everyone a big fan of the bottom of the ocean?
Well, that's probably where Arlen is.
You think Dre's down there, too?
I mean, yeah, where else would they be?
I'm coming, Grandpappy.
Wait, do you know if your grandfather would have
been
there?
Probably not.
Okay.
It's just something I say sometimes. I thought I was going to die.
You're picking up just a tiny bit of speed, although you're not going with the wind anymore as you adjust course to get in line of this whirlpool. You're heading towards it so that you plan to cut through it and expecting it to expand to the point where it starts to pull you in. Chip, you run to the front of the boat, your boat, and you look forward and you notice it's not getting bigger. The water isn't pulling as strong of a current.
Okay.
And the sea, the waves are other than this space, they're not as angry, and the skies are still clear.
Big so chipper about to eat shitter, let's go.
So while you guys are getting closer, it's not the same environment that the storm was when you were a kid. And as the revelation starts to hit you, you guys come up on this small whirlpool of sorts. And what you see, I assume you guys all go over to look.
Yeah,
of course.
You guys are running past it now, and you look over into the water, and you just see three dancing sea lemurs. These sea lemurs are chasing each other or dancing in this cyclone motion, while each individual one of them spins, creating this captivating donut vortex inside of this whirlpool.
Did we hit one?
No. You haven't hit one. They're inside the water, and they're the ones creating this.
Don't worry, it's just bubble.
This pattern.
I think we just hit one.
These animals themselves, and this does kind of, Chip, bring you a sense of relief, but also a little disappointment. They have those cute monkey-like faces. They do have fur, but it's short enough to where when they're in the water, it doesn't move around and whatnot. They have little wings that work like fins. And as you're watching them chase each other around, spin and create this hole or movement in the water, one of them goes, and you see a flame follow that spiral current around each of the lemurs before dissipating.
Flame, holy shit.
And they're just chilling in the water.
Cool. Flames?
That's what was creating it.
That's pretty
cool.
That's
what you come up upon.
I grab an apple and just dunk my fucking hand in the water.
Eat, babies.
What's your goal?
Feed them.
Hey, Gil, that's our last apple.
Let him do it.
So you dunk your hand into the middle of this this whirlpool of sorts. So go ahead, roll animal handling.
I'm reverse bobbing. All right. Got myself a 12.
Okay. Yeah, the three of them skitter, they stop their dance, and they all turn their heads and move their bodies in the water to look at this apple as they float there and sort of tread very easily. They're only about as big as my forearm is, and if you're listening and you can't see my forearm, well, come watch the show on YouTube, but also, my forearm is about maybe twice the length of my foot.
Literally huge. They're so big
huge.
And meaty,
it's
so
massive.
I'm scared of these things now. If they have that much muscle,
wow.
I'm terrified.
Listen.
He's so big.
They look like my best example, I guess, is like a fish or aquatic version of Momo from Avatar. But they work in the water. Their attention is grasped by this apple, and one of them starts to run up your arm from the sea. And
I just learned what an apple was. Feast upon its flesh.
He races around your forearm and to your shoulder, and then the other ones try and grab the apple out of your grasp.
Yes, I make sure they get an even split.
You just let it go? Okay.
Yeah, I just go. I reach up to the one on my shoulder. Gucci goo.
The two in the water study it, and then they start throwing it back and forth like they're playing volleyball in the waters.
That's cute.
They will figure it out one day.
I mean, you just learned too. Maybe they will eventually as well.
I also would like to meet my new son.
Yeah, you guys
and
see.
I just have this fucking like sea lemur thing.
We're just gonna have like Noah's Ark at the end of this. Just a of animals.
He's looking around curiously. He's sort of, as you were showing him around, he actually leaps from your hands onto Chip's shoulder.
Hey.
And nibbles at the ear and then goes to the other shoulder as you try and brush him off, running around your arms, your biceps, and then he jumps over to Jay's shoulder, and then he actually makes a sound. It's like a. And the other two stop playing with the apple and come aboard the boat as well.
They're
running around.
Awesome.
Listen. I'm going to say they shoot fire. We have a barrel of gunpowder on board.
You know, funny. Funny that
Chip,
you say
do
that.
Do they eat gunpowder?
God, I hope not.
We can't keep them. They're going to ruin the ship.
Small beast.
Wait.
Take this sustenance.
Do not.
Gil, no, I grab it out of Gil's
hands.
Fuel
the fire within you.
Those things don't eat that. They can't eat that. That's bad.
Why?
It'll hurt them.
You're trying to feed him the gunpowder like you did the bird?
He told me it made sense!
Gil, just get
the small little sea lemur. As Chip is telling you to get them off the ship and trying to and chewing the ones that are
I don't know how to keep my
playfully
children
running
in line.
Around playfully running around your legs. He tries the lemur sniffs this gunpowder.
I smile.
Awesome. And he goes and it explodes. as this lemur does this, and this, you feel this little, like, basically firecracker in your hand. The other two that are running around the ship get the same memo, and they both go, and at that point...
Oh, shit!
At that point, I need everyone to just make a dexterity saving throw.
I just smile a wide grin and say, well, this one is on me. Anyway, I got a one.
Oh my fucking
nice.
God, dude.
16.
I got a 16 as well.
Both good.
I knew we had this gunpowder for a reason. I just didn't know this was it.
The three of you, Chip, as you're trying to get the little sea lemur monkey-like creatures off the ship, and Jay, you're yelling at Gillian, who's trying to feed one of them gunpowder. As soon as it hits your hand and you feel that burn and pain as it explodes in your hand, you hear the other two go, and then at that moment, all three of you are blown off the ship in a very large explosion.
You just blew up my ship!
And you scream that as you're flying through the air, about to hit the water. You take 11 points of damage, Gillian, Jay, and Chip, you take half.
That wasn't in character, I was screaming at you!
Me?
Yeah! You just blew up my fucking ship!
I'm so sorry, I don't understand boats, or apples, or gunpowder.
So we go flying into the sea?
Gunpowder
you guys
explodes! In three different directions, kind of split off like a fork shape, and get sent into the ocean. And,
is there any wood next to me?
Okay, give me... Yeah, so as you guys hit the waters, what would you like to do? Because this is the ocean, the currents are wild, they're not strong enough to where it's going to immediately pull you under, but you are going to have to swim. And it is a check to stay above water. Except for you, Gillian, this is kind of your turn.
I would like to get on a small plank of wood, but then give it to someone else and say, remember me, before sinking into the depths.
I'll take the piece of wood.
I'll
remember
grab a piece
me, Chip.
Of wood myself.
Can I give him an advantage since I'm giving him that like thing to stay afloat with?
I'm drowning.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Alright, yeah, right. Sick.
You help Chip onto the wood. Jay is far away.
10.
That's fine with the plank. You're able to hold on to this plank of your ship, and as you put your head above water and you're flowing with the waves now, you look and you see that your ship, the big chipper, is split in half and on fire. A few feet away in the sea.
Oh fuck, I'm so sorry! Oh shit!
My
You can see that. You can see that apple that Gillian was trying to feed to the bird, and now the sea lemur's just floating across, not being eaten or bitten by either of the animals.
Did the sea
lemurs
fucking die?
No, you don't see the three sea lemurs that were with you anymore.
Evaporated instantly
awesome.
In the blast.
However, and Jay, what was your check for the strength? Or athletics, I mean? Did you just die? Natural one?
Here's a succinct description.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's not good.
So Jay rolled so bad that you guys actually don't see Jay as you're looking at your ship and you're seeing the apple and you're looking for the lemurs. Gillian, this catches your attention because you swam over to Chip to help him out and you're looking over and you're searching for Jay
and all you
see is bubbles in the water in the distance, and you have that little bluebird fluttering above next to your head, not on the coral anymore that grows out of your skull, but is right next to you and seems to be fine. Actually still here for some reason after the explosion.
Oh yeah, I rolled a 3 by the way, but you know, yeah.
You are currently not very shocked. You're shocked by the blast that it knocked the wind out of you,
yeah.
And you're having a hard time finding the tread in the water to swim.
Chip, I am so sorry. I'll go get Jay. She forgot to turn her gills on.
I'm still just like in awe staring at my boat that's been split in half with an explosion.
I will repay you.
Yeah, you will.
I'm trying to look for Jay.
Yeah, roll. You have dark vision, right?
Yes, I believe I do. I do.
This is how my character dies.
Yeah, just roll perception.
16! Not bad, not bad.
Yeah. You see her, she's sinking, she's going deeper, slowly. And her eyes are a bit closed. She's trying to hold her breath, but the bubbles are coming out. Rush over to her,
I think I have
of course,
like a,
yeah, I swim on over and I'm gonna
this
grab
is
the
strength
the
check to bring her up.
Strength or athletics? With this
band? Athletics works.
Pogars.
Since
that
you're
is
swimming.
That is a 21.
Do you have advantage on? That's perfectly fine. You guys make it back to the surface. Jay, as your head breaks the water, you cough out, and you're currently being held up.
Jay, are you all right?
I knew we shouldn't have probably come down on the ship.
Now you know there's a reason she was trying
anything.
To break it. Okay, so do you guys find, like, search for another plank for Jay now, or are you going to continue to...
I want to swim Jay over to a plank and then look at her and look over at Chip.
I am devastated.
Is this something that happens a lot with you people?
You just...
No, this has never happened.
Am I... And you...
I mean, technically it was the lemurs. I mean...
Technically, you know, my ship is exploded!
Chip, okay, I am so sorry. I take full responsibility.
Are you by me? Are you near me?
I swim over to you. Come, lay upon me a mighty blow.
Listen,
you want me to punch you?
I'm just saying, this is technically everybody else's fault but mine. I mean, you told me to bring the gunpowder on the ship, and then he brought the lemurs on the ship, and then they blew it up. So, like, really,
Jay?
I've seen this coming.
Hey, Jay?
No,
hey.
Jay.
Shut up!
I should have taken better care of my children. The responsibility falls on me.
You say that, Gillian.
You brought fire things
I shall build
on the ship
a new boat. I shall
with gunpowder
create, I shall
on
build
it.
A new boat for you.
Yeah, sure.
What is a boat made of?
Oh my god.
Wood.
What's wood?
Wood.
How?
The stuff all around us.
I
want to
look
it's
around for
pieces
land.
Everywhere.
Is there any land?
You look around and the horizon is empty at the current moment. The sun is still pretty high in the sky as it was midday. The ship radiates warmth from the fire and the mass slowly, you hear it. As it
stop describing it. It feels so fucking bad.
Well, I mean, at least the fire will keep us warm before we inevitably die.
And you feel the little fishes all like swimming past your legs and
kick
whatnot.
It. I want to kick the shit out of the fish.
Don't kick the shit out of the fish.
I kick
come
the
on.
Fish.
The fish did nothing.
Roll
the
hit.
Really, it's really hard to kick a fish underwater. They are fish. They'll probably just move around.
That's fine, because it was... I mean, it's an 11, but it was also a
fish. You just kick water. Just kick water.
So good job. Good job treading.
The plan?
It wasn't a piranha.
I don't have a plan. I didn't plan for him to blow up my ship.
Three of you are just floating in the waters at the current moment.
Okay. Gil?
Yes?
You are gonna... You can swim fast, right?
To you.
Yeah, well, okay, well, maybe if we hold on to some wood and you swim us to some land, and then maybe we won't die.
All right, so here, you come here, and I'll take you on my right, and I'll take you on my left, and now I will just...
That's right.
Sort of like
exactly.
a... Have you seen a dolphin?
Yes.
Yes.
That's me now. And I do a fucking dolphin shit. Well, I guess I'm holding both of them in my hands and I'm trying to, like, dolphin kick towards land. Is there even land near us?
You're about to find out, motherfucker.
At the moment, like I said, the horizon line is pretty blank, but you could just continue to swim with these two in a direction.
Oh, that seems exhausting.
It will be tiring, I will say, depending on how
idea.
You roll.
I have an idea. I look at the fish he tried to kick. And I dunk my head underwater. And I go glub, glub, glub. But what I really am saying is, where is the nearest land? Do you know? Fishies.
Oh.
And I'm using Emissary of the Sea to communicate simple ideas with beasts that can breathe water. And I'm hoping that, like in Finding Nemo, they won't make a big arrow in the direction that I'm trying to go.
Listen, this is the one he tried to kick. So could you roll persuasion check?
Oh my
is
god.
Is it like a big fish?
It's a small fish.
16.
Yeah, sure. It turns back around and it wiggles a little bit at you. And you get the sense that it does know the direction towards land, and it starts to swim in that direction.
Without communicating.
Okay, so they don't actually, when they respond to you with this, it's not like speak with animals. You just get the simple idea. They don't have to speak, right?
I can communicate simple ideas with them. How they respond is they can't like think at me or whatever. I can just communicate. I can communicate the ideas with them. I that's at least how it reads. It says you can communicate. Hang on, wait.
I don't know why I was imagining this little clownfish opening its mouth and it's like, okay.
They can understand the meaning of your words, though you don't have any special ability to understand them in return. So they can't like speak to me, but I could like, you know.
Yeah, it opens its mouth and it goes. And you get the sense that it knows where to go and it's headed there anyways. Or headed around there anyways.
Yeah. Have you
so
seen
you start
my
swimming.
Son?
And you guys see Gillian take off, completely forgetting about you guys. I'm kidding. And
no,
he grabs
I'm holding them.
I wouldn't say that you guys are. Wait, no, you need your legs. I was gonna say that you grab his ankles, but he probably needs his leg to swim. So he holds you and he takes you, and the fish will follow you. You'll follow the fish.
I follow the fish. Anyone want to talk about anything while we're going there?
Can we?
Not that I think any subjects are relevant.
Absolutely. It's gonna take you guys a few hours by the time. That you get to the nearest land, it will probably be around sunset. And you will find, you do find land. The fish does know where land is. So on the way, if you want to say anything.
I just have a look of dread on my face and I am staring blankly forward.
Hey, you know, I think that's a new record. I mean, like, it's only been, what, 3 weeks since we took off? And we've destroyed our ship already?
I look over at Jay.
I'm so sorry.
A new record?
How long were you in the Black Rose?
What?
I think it was 3 weeks. It was more than 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, it was a little more than 3 weeks, Jay.
Okay. Well.
What?
Listen, I'm just saying, we could always use a bigger... I've always said we could always use a bigger chipper.
Yeah, but Jay, now we have no chipper!
Feels in the pro Priet.
It's all his fault.
I mean, you know, again, like the gunpowder on the ship, not a good idea.
I mean, where are we supposed to keep it, Jay?
Ship.
I don't know.
You kind of like told me they ate it.
Man,
Nothing eats gunpowder, Gil.
Why?
It's
because I lied, because it was funny, and now it's not so funny anymore.
It explodes. Like,
but they were fire monkeys.
What are fire monkeys?
I don't know.
See, anyways, how does that work?
Well, we need a new ship now.
You have any money?
I had some. Look back at the wreckage.
You lost about 5,000 gold worth of treasure.
Oh, shit! 5,000 gold! Good thing I don't know what that is.
It's okay. Well, we'll rebuild.
It's like your clams.
Rebuild.
Yeah?
Any kind of drip you wanted to have salvaged?
No, maybe just the coin. Just the coin that I would have gotten from Arlen when I was a kid.
All right.
But nothing.
Yeah, you
else.
Keep that on you at all times. It's not something that you
just want to make sure you didn't lose that.
Yeah, I didn't know if Chip wanted to hold on to his Jesus piece.
Keep the Jesus.
You know, the
pieces.
Chain. For a few hours, which is incredibly boring to you guys besides this conversation. And Jay, did you actually want to know? If you actually wanted to try and remember or know knowledge about why the sea lemurs were in the water and what you know about them.
Yeah, sure.
You'd be rolling a nature check.
Yeah, I'm going to think about it to myself. Why were those lemurs in the water? Do I know what those are? Blah, blah, blah. History check, right?
I know everything. I'm all-knowing.
Oh,
I'm omnipotent.
How did you roll that?
Omnipotent.
How did you roll that?
23! It's a 23! My god.
I'm surprised you didn't ask them to get away from the sea lemurs sooner. So, you know, I mean, you must be a really super fan of these cute little funky monkeys. Because you rolled a natural 20, bro. I don't have that much info. Fuck. Okay, listen. You really like these lemurs. And
yeah,
you know that they're incredibly curious. They run in groups of three, similar to how your group is right now. They pretty much, the reason why they're called dancing sea lemurs is because the way that they attract, like, prey and also mates and other, like, basically food and how they hunt and whatnot is they dance together with this almost performance of sorts in the ocean to attract different, like, for you guys, for example, although you guys would be considered predators to them. And they are, no, they're not rare as aquatic creatures, but they are not common either.
Okay, so, I keep this all to myself. I just really wanted to see.
I was
going to
say, do you fucking relay that you knew the whole time what they did?
No, I've just always thought they were really cute, and I really wanted to see one up close.
They are incredibly cute. They're very, very cute. Awesome. And they're very social as well. Usually pretty kind, but when one of them sets off a fire, like, it's instinct for the other ones to do it as well, since it's part of their performance, their dance.
Okay.
And that is why the explosion occurred. Boom!
Still not my fault.
Look! Up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's my ex-wife coming for more alimony! What more can you take from me?!
No, you fools! It's the Just Roll With It mid-roll!
And a very special one at that, because in today's mid-roll, I'm gonna be telling you about our second Just Roll With It campaign. That's right, we got two, baby! This campaign is completely separate from the one you're listening to right now and is DM'd by me, Bizzly. The campaign is set in the world of superheroes, where we follow three young heroes on their journey to greatness. Our first character is Dakota Cole. Played by Grizzly, he's a confident young hero with a passion to save the world. Fighting alongside him is Vincent, played by Condi, an adventurer from another world, dropped into a life of Cape Crusaders, just trying to make sense of it all. Oh, and last but not least, we've got William Wisp, a character played by Charlie, who is an eager mystery-solving teen with the ability to walk through walls, disappear, and fly. He just can't do those things at the same time, and he can't control it either. There's a lot of heart going into this campaign, and we would really, really, really appreciate it if you at least checked out the first episode, which is live right now over on our Patreon.
That's right, you can get it right now, baby, right now! Go, go, go! Patreon.com/JustRollWithIt, go check it out!
And while I hope you go over there and enjoy that, I also want you to enjoy the rest of this episode. So let me let you finish that up, and then go right over there and check that out.
Anyway, I all awkwardly swim for 4 hours.
So, you do awkwardly swim for 4 hours.
Yeah. I start to kind of like float down. You think I'm drowning for a second, but it's just the immense guilt weighing me down.
Eventually, after swimming through the waters, you come to a coast. It's what you see when you come to this island at first is just it's kind of rectangular in shape. It's not small, you can't see from end to end, but when you come to it doesn't look circular the way that the last town did. The beach is shallow or short in the sense that there's not much sand. It kind of transitions from the white grain into very tall grass. As you guys come up onto land, And behind that tall grass is a multitude, an amount of trees and forest and woodland. So you all come up to land, finally. I assume, Gillian, you're very exhausted at this point.
Yeah,
pretty tired
for
swimming for and carrying these people.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that you would take a point of an exhaustion for this just because I didn't have you roll for it.
Thank you,
are very tired. And you guys, this is... what a way to start.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah!
Land! I kiss the ground.
I thought you were going to die.
Just kind of get up.
That was...
Okay, well, we're not dead. Yeah.
That was awesome. That was awesome. We just liberated a town on the blooper shit.
I was just looking at Jay, like, staring blankly.
She has, like, a huge smile on her face since we're safe now.
The pirate's life for me, yes? Is this the pirate's life?
No, this is more like, I don't know whose life this is. I don't think anyone's this dumb to do this.
Listen.
This
all
is my life,
is like,
and no matter where I go, I cannot escape it. And I look out wistfully at the sea for like 30 seconds.
Okay,
I stare at him, kind of concerned.
Gil,
I look back towards Chip. Yeah,
you're probably exhausted. Let's find a place to sleep, and then we'll deal with it tomorrow.
You see, you say that. You look around, and again, in front of you, past that very tall grass, the grass that goes up to your knees, is this forest. And the forest, from what you see right now, it spans from, it seems to be endless in the left and right direction, since it's vast, is what I'm trying to say, and very thick, but the trees are still diverse. As you guys get closer to it, if you're approaching or going inside, you can hear a choir of different bugs and animal life creeping throughout their home.
What are these sounds? What are these sounds? What siren song is this?
It's the creatures of the woods. It's the most
horrifying
creatures
of the woods. Why does it sound like? I start backing.
No, Gil, stop moving. Stop moving, Gil. If you move, they will get you. Gil.
Oh my God.
These are the most horrifying creatures you could ever imagine, Gil. And one
they detect. They detect movement. Goner. It's
no, they only detect movement from standing creatures. You need to get down on all fours.
You need to crawl, Gil.
You have to crawl in there.
I'm going crab-o mode.
They can smell your sea-dwelling blood. And you know who they prey on?
Am I salty? Am I salty today?
Yes, you're so salty. And you know what they love? Salt, Gil.
No.
They love it. You gotta crawl in there and find a way. We'll meet you.
Where?
Onward, Gil.
I literally...
Just go into the woods. Find a place for us to set up.
How low should
you wanna
I be?
Get, you want to get lower than
a
that.
A little bit lower. Kind of like this, and she gets like really, really low.
Okay. Yeah, like a nurse shark, I slide into the forest.
we'll lead them away. You just go in and find a spot for us to set up.
Oh my God, Gillian, as you get down on all fours, you come face to face with this small little golden-shelled bug that has a glowing orange throat or underbelly of it, and it looks at you and goes, and a very small flame comes out.
What does it look like? Is it like a little snail?
And it looks like a beetle, of sense, but the shell is golden, and underneath is like a orange glowing like belly. And it goes... At you, as you get on
what
all
the fuck?
Fours.
You shall not be allowed to live. I take out my sword and I kill it.
Holy shit!
Beast of the wood.
Roll to hit.
You shall not best me.
I'm watching all this happen, just laughing my ass off.
17 to hit the beetle.
Yeah, man. That hits.
Cool.
Roll damage. Yep.
He's
okay, I do 12 damage.
He's really gullible. Like,
Gillian springs up from all fours as he comes face to face with this new creature he's never seen before, grabs his weapon and slams it onto it, and you guys hear and as a little bit of flame and guts spill out from underneath his
Chip, my debt has been repaid.
Well, hey, I don't know about that.
The forest
no.
is safe.
I don't know about your debt being repaid, but that was worth it, at least.
The beast is slain.
Listen. All I'm gonna say is we're basically at the sea floor right now. We can't get any lower. It's all up from here, baby. Let's go.
All right, let's.
As you guys are
set up a camp, at least.
Back at the sea floor. I see, and I just look off at the distance for 45 seconds.
After this. Wow, that was the best encounter I've ever written. You said you wanted them to be short. One round, baby. So
Not even one round, one turn.
DM, can I get a level?
Yeah, dude. I just wanted to mention, as you guys are entering the woodlands, the surrounding area exudes this eerily inviting aura. It feels welcoming for something that is just natural in a way. And also, as you're walking through the forest, are you guys looking for a place to camp?
Yeah, I would like, say
what are you looking for, Chip?
How close
if you're looking around for something, I'm gonna have to roll a perception check.
How close is the sun to going down?
I would say the sky is those, like, it's going from more orange of the sunset to the violet or blues and purples of the night.
Okay, yeah.
So it's getting closer to evening.
I would be looking for either...
Just on the cusp of dusk.
Either some kind of, like, something to be over top of us or a clearing. Maybe some, like, what kind of trees are on this island? Are there any, like, kind of palm fronds we could use or...
Roll investigation check.
I got a 13.
Yeah, you look around, and the trees here are I want to say it's kind of just basic woodland type trees. It's nothing. The leaves aren't incredibly huge like palm trees or anything like that. They're just basic like oak and whatever other fucking trees. Dude, I didn't research trees for this.
Yeah, that's fine.
They just look like normal trees. The trunks are really thick.
Sure.
Some are really thin. They're all kind of bundled together. Everything there's columns and columns of trees. Or rows and rows of trees, sorry. But I will say, with that roll, Chip, as you're looking around for a place that seems safe to settle down or set up some sort of camp or fire to camp out here in the woods, you notice a rustling in the bushes.
All right, I just kind of hold up my hand to make everybody stop.
Walk into his hand.
I draw my fucking whalebone sword. Is it another one?
I don't know.
So as you force them to stop, you guys all stop. You no longer hear the crunching of the grass and leaves underneath your feet, but you all do start to hear this distant ringing between the trees.
What is?
And then there's another rustling of as a medium-sized wolf hops up onto a nearby boulder and looks at you guys. The eyes glow green and then dim and then run off. That's what you see, Chip.
So we don't see that?
You guys are distracted by the noise, but Chip does see the wolf do that.
Okay, cool.
Okay. We have to move very carefully.
I get down on all fours.
No.
Not that carefully.
Not that. You killed that. You killed that thing. It's done.
It's gone.
Like that.
I've done it.
It's gone. You did it.
I am a hero.
Sure.
Whatever you say.
Just stand up and walk really quiet.
What do you mean? What was that ringing?
I think I saw a wolf.
The wolf made that?
Cool.
No, I
or not.
Know. I just saw a wolf.
You do. You guys still do hear that distant noise. It's a peculiar kind of noise. It's not like a high-pitched whistle sound ringing, but it is in the distance, and it is a...
Is there a direction for the sound?
Yeah, a little to the left of the direction you were already heading.
Okay, and then I'll lead that way.
You guys start creeping. Creepily? Slow, steadily. There we go. I'm learning
slithering.
New words. It's a life of a DM.
Okay,
you're slithering. Fuck, why'd you tell me that? You are squatting through the...
Yes, I am.
Fucking,
I am.
The first word was fine.
I'm squelching through the forest.
You're not squelching.
That's not, that's
I'm Gillian.
I'm gonna veto it.
Every movement I make squelches.
Gillian is...
Jay, Chip, have you heard of the Great Squelch?
What?
Quiet. You guys are trying to, you're trying to be quiet now, Jay? Chip?
Yes.
Here, roll a stealth check. As you guys are treading
Does
or moving through this
have
forest.
To do that?
Yes.
Yes. I have a disadvantage and a -2. So let's.
Everybody roll a stealth check if you are trying
it,
to be
baby.
Quiet. Gillian, if Great. You're like squatting, you don't are you you don't have to be trying to be quiet, but if you are, you do roll.
I told you.
Well, either way, the same result is achieved. The first roll was a 4, the second roll was a 1.
I got a 13.
Cool.
You got a 21.
That's higher.
You rolled a 1?
3 minus 2, baby.
Why did that just register for me? Okay.
I rolled a... Okay, the first number I rolled was a...
Hey, any specific way you want to fail?
Yes, I see another beetle.
Can you just squelch?
Oh my god!
I see another beetle, and I say, there you are, fiend! My
stop.
Name is Gillian Tidestrider,
Kill,
and
stop,
you will
stop,
not
Kill.
Escape my grasp
Kill, no,
this
no, no,
time!
No. It was a joke! It was a joke!
Slippery
Kill.
Insect!
Kill, it was a joke!
Are you the wolf I seek?
It's not a wolf. That is
as,
a wolf.
As you
it
were yelling this...
I fucking hit it and birds fly.
Boom!
As you do, all of you stop, and this loud sound echoes, reverberates throughout the forest. You know that if you were trying to be quiet, Chip, no longer, you are not. Everything in the vicinity knows where you guys are now. And as you are trying to defuse the situation and tell Gillian to stop what he's doing, you guys hear a crack, a leaf crack.
Okay, now we're gonna die.
I turn towards the leaf crack instantly.
I want to pull out my short sword and maybe try and slip away from the noise and try and hide myself.
I'm gonna make a stealth check as you guys steadily move, slowly trying to look over to where the noise came from.
Not being particularly stealthy about looking towards it.
All right.
I got a 13. Rogues don't get any like advantage on this, do they?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, it's 13.
No, but that's fine. You duck behind a nearby bush like a coward.
Jay, is
Jay.
Every island this dangerous?
No, they aren't.
Jay, you assume behind a nearby tree is where the sound came from, so you start to slowly move your way over there, if or unless you just want to rip the band-aid off, it's totally up to you, but you move towards it.
I'm gonna like cock an arrow into my bow. It's soggy, it's a soggy bow now. This is very ineffective, I think, but whatever.
It's mostly You could have easily replaced the string. I would say you would know how to do that. You know how
move
to fasten
up with Jay to make sure no beetles get her ankles.
Okay, so the two of you move up, approaching this tree. And as you start to draw the string back, you get about halfway over here before you hear a boo! And now from behind the tree, there's a short, halfling, old man with a bald head and a white... a white, messy, tattered muscle shirt and these stained khaki shorts with no shoes on, and he's got one little hair in the middle of it. He goes, "Hey!"
Hello,
little boy.
Shoots, the arrow shoots.
And he's looking around frantically at both of you. You shoot the arrow?
The arrow? No, I get so scared. I let go of the string and it shoots. It
okay,
like, it's not gonna. Can I roll?
Roll with disadvantage.
Okay, I don't want to hit him, so...
roll to hit with disadvantage. Just roll like your hit, but
yeah,
we'll see
like,
where it goes.
I wasn't drawing it very far back. Oh, God.
That's fine.
Please. Okay, that's fine. A 12.
Yeah, it...
Just make it
flies,
go between his legs,
it
please.
Flies right past his head and kind of nicks his ear a little bit right into the tree, and you hear that wooden springing sound, the as it just barely misses. He's like, oh! You tried to kill me. Why did you not? Fuck! Where can I stop? This isn't funny at all.
Is this a land joke?
No, this isn't.
I want to jump out from behind the bush and pull out my sword and start running at him.
Chip, no, it's an innocent boy.
What? I'm gonna get him.
He goes, as you're running towards him, you see he has a smile, wide grin on his face. He's like, you're gonna hurt somebody, Sonny.
Who's this guy?
What is happening?
You guys know this guy?
Who? I don't know. Who
Why
is
are you making those sounds?
Because you need to clear your bowels.
No! I just can't. What are you youngins doing out here in the forest?
Why are you?
We're on a mission. Our crew's just—they're waiting for us at the shore. We came to look for some kind of artifact.
Gilliam just starts fucking sweating when he says that.
Deception check.
He's just perspirating.
Sure. Natural 20, plus 3.
Woo! Woo-hoo! He looks at you, his eyes, his eyebrow raises, and he gets a little closer, and he rubs his stubbly chin right under the bulbous nose, and he's like, well, tell him to turn around, because there's no artifact here, and there's absolutely nothing funny!
Why are you laughing so hard? It sounds like you're starting to cry.
I'm tired of it, that's all.
Why are you laughing so much? He's so funny.
Nothing's funny. Tell me a joke and maybe I'll have a reason to laugh.
I don't need to give you one.
I only know fish jokes. I don't think they're gonna land.
No, actually, you know what?
And that's where we're gonna end the first session.
All right.
That's where we end this episode. As Gillian says that, the old man goes.
I like to imagine the rest of us start laughing, but Gillian is just staring straight at him.
He just does not understand what he just said.
Hey, Joe. All right, Joe, it's the end of the episode, and you know what that means. You already know. We got to give a sweet shout-out to our awesome patrons over at patreon.com/justrollwithit, patreon.com/justrollwithit. Go check it out, baby! Woo! All right, listen, Charlie did it in the broad voice. I'm going to do it in the mountain voice because money. Hey, give us money. I'll say your name in mountain voice. I don't care. Thank you. Wait, let me... Here we go. All right, I haven't done this in a while. Thank you so much to Legate Walsh, to Seal, Hello JRWI Twit. Serene is actually a skeleton. Indie Mindy 9, thank you for your support. Another Sophie, appreciate it. The Godly King, Rashiznevi, Jumpius Venus 34, we appreciate you. Riker Kurotu, Curious Cosplayer, Let's Get This Broad, Salutation, JRWI Enjoyer, Divinator, and Jay Newell. Yeah, baby, we got them all. I don't even know if this is the mountain voice. I'm gonna be honest. It kind of just sounds like Mortal Kombat. Like, Fatality! You know, that like that. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the episode. Hope to see you in the next one. Watch my campaign, okay? Watch it. Go watch it on Patreon, please.